So we have an empty cube right now. Looks like people are like, I cannot control my mouth. So if we don't have anybody. Oh, we do got a lot of people in here. My bad. Okay, they just all jumped in at once. Okay. Here we go. 8497, you live on the air.
Armand, what in the world is wrong with you?
Girl, what is going on? What you talking about?
Absolutely hysterical. Oh, my gosh. I cackle and kiki every time. I think you were a comedian in a past life. You are absolutely
right?
Hysterical. No, but seriously, as far as Nikki goes, I mean, she is really the true definition of, I'ma stand beside him. How they said, that's my man. I'ma stand beside him. It's like, okay, like, I'm just trying to make it make sense because it's like, yo, it's just not a good look. It's not a good look. But, I mean, I do appreciate the fact that she's standing beside him. She comes off as one of those people where it's like she's really ride or die, no matter how bad or crazy it makes her look. I mean, from Petty to her brother. You know, she's always around these sketch people, but like I said, I do appreciate the fact that she is definitely ride or die. And as far as him saying that, like, this was consensual, I got to admit, I really don't believe that, because what in the world does, like, oh, okay, I would say, what does this woman have to gain? But it's like, why would you want to risk your life? You know what I'm saying? Like, she's
been harassed.
But you
got to think about it, but really, but honestly, but what does she have to gain? You're going up against Nicki Minaj. Like, you are going to be dragged and harassed all the time. She wasn't.
Exactly.
When she came out, she did not come out with her face out talking about it. I believe that this had happened years ago. He had been registering. He had just got tired of registering, and they had been harassing her.
Wow.
But my thing is, this woman and this lawyer, this cheap lawyer, I feel like, I just don't trust this. I just think that
and
this
the thing is
cheap.
Not cheap. But no, I mean, the thing is, she also didn't even want any money, remember? So
yeah.
It's like, it's not even about the money. And that's, I mean, for me, it basically, it's kind of like case closed, because she didn't want money and she reported it right when the incident happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even find any holes in her story. But, I mean, I'm going to just end it at that. Oh, no, I'm not. That's fake news. The Travis Scott Show. What in the world was going on with that? I mean, these concerts are getting way more demonic as time goes on. And it's crazy, because I saw that clip of the demon jumping in the crowd, and you can tell that was not like computerized or Photoshop. That really looked like a demon hopped in the crowd. And I don't know if you guys saw this. And I even saw a clip on Fox News, and I was actually flabbergasted that they didn't bring attention to it, but you could see a demon. It looked like a real demon walking on top of, like, some of the stage props. It was just looking real crazy.
Mm.
But, I mean, even with the like, I love Ye. Like, I'm from Chicago, and I love Ye, but this new stuff that he's on, I can't really – I don't support it. Like, I hate to sound so cliche, like, oh, we love the old Yay, but I do miss the old Yay. I know it seems like I'm going on a tangent, but I'm not. It's related, because what I'm getting ready to tell you is I went to that listening party, and that was a ritual too. So the point is, they're just getting more blatant. I mean, it was really something. I'm not gonna lie, like, it sounded amazing, because it's nothing like hearing the music live. You know, and I mean, and it was at Soldier Field, so it was a whole experience, but it was a straight up ritual. But I'm gonna just end it with, these people are getting more and more blatant about who they serve, and it's just, we want to hear the music, but it's kind of like, we don't want all the dark energy. Like, we want to have a good time. Ain't nobody got time for all that. I think it's getting to the point where now people are just gonna probably stop going to concerts at some point.
Absolutely.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Thank you, Boo. Thanks for calling in.
Love
you. Bye. Okay. So we got to wrap. Okay. We're going to move through these kind of quickly, because we have almost a full queue. So everybody, so get what you got to say off and get off. Okay. Yeah. Get in and get out. Okay. Come in here and get out. Okay. 2121. You're live on the air.
What's up, Allah? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Real with you. Listen, for the last 2 days, I've been right down. When I just turned on your channel and I'm watching you and all that, the second you said, "This how she looking," you grabbed that wig and you turned around. I'm like, you were standing. I was sitting here crying, bro, crying. But let me get to it. I feel like at the time with Nicki Minaj, I feel like before he got... Stop, let me get to another call. So before he got with Nicki Minaj, if he's saying what he is, it's supposedly true that he said he's guilty because he ain't feel like going through all the bullshit. Now that he's with Nicki Minaj, he has money combined with her to now fight this case. I believe what he's saying. He didn't really do it. This is what really happened. And if he is with Nicki, he has more money to like get things done. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Make a few
mm-hmm.
phone calls and get some things done. So I hope that he gets that issue resolved. You know what I'm saying? Period, point blank. I do believe that Nicki Minaj had a third party call this girl and offer her money to recant her statement. It makes sense. She has money, you know, and she called, it taints her image. If somebody calls on her behalf, she could say, you know, I don't know who that person is. I have no idea who that is. It makes sense. Moving on to Travis Scott. Yo, listen, it's so much. People always say that Jay-Z's and, you know, the actual celebrities of the world, they use this ritual and they answer all this demonic things just to get money. I mean, I believe it a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because during that concert, I mean, it was obvious that people were, like, you know, sampling through and stampeding through. It was obvious to me. So if that man gets sued, it's out of him. Get all that money mm-hmm. for everybody that died that night. You know what I'm saying? But that was my rant. That's it. Hold on, bro.
Thank you, bro. You have a fantastic evening.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Bye. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. All right, 8685, you're live on the air. Super chat. Oh, before we do that, let me read this one. Raquel said, thank you for the $25 super chat. She says, it's disappointing to me that she's allowing him to make her look so foolish. Yes, Raquel, I understand because she is very disappointing and she looks crazy. Okay. 8685, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, boo? How are you?
I'm good. Just caught your show off. I just got out of work and I was like, oh snap, he live? I gotta watch. So I'm gonna keep it quick and simple. Nicki Minaj, I'm sorry, she's been a fool for a while before him a little bit, because I guess, like, I've been a Nicki fan, but like over the years, like, stuff has come out where it's kind of like mm-hmm. Nicki, girl, away. And then with this Kenneth Penny stuff, he's just making her look even more of a fool than she already looked like before she even got with him. When it comes to the Travis Scott scene, your comment about how the media is taking it, I feel like this is this generation's satanic panic.
Mm.
I feel like there's absolutely, if you think about it, like, I'm not, like, I personally, I wouldn't be surprised, like, if there was satanic stuff involved, but, like, I'm not going to jump, like, the gun on that because I don't know what's mm-hmm. going on. Or maybe he's doing that as, like, a, like, to get more attention, but,
mm-hmm.
Once again, like I said, because on another show, when you first dropped the news about the Travis Scott, I had called in. I believe everybody's responsible to a certain extent. He's responsible. You're not going to tell me that you did not know. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think Kylie even recorded a video at one point. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody who called in. Like, there's just, I feel like people keep talking about it besides the satanic stuff is what's making it more talked about. But I feel like just more stuff keeps coming out. So it's just,
yes.
Like, boom, boom. Oh, he left me for dead. Boom. By the way, we warned him not to do it. What? Like, they warned you not to do it. Like, it's just more stuff coming out. So, of course, it's just going to be, like, never ending. And just what just really irks my nerves is just, like, at the end of the day, just everybody.
Five more seconds.
Oh no.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Have a good night. Sorry.
Thank
that's
you. Bye. Yes. Okay. We're going to keep it pushing. Thank you, baby. Okay. Let's keep it going. Okay. Everybody, 60 seconds. Come on. Let's go. All right. 8409, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good, just chilling off my Walmart off day. But I guess I'll start with Nicki Minaj. Was that picture with her looking a hot mess?
Yeah.
Was that posted on her IG?
No, this was posted as part of the response in the case of Kenneth Petty, and that was Kenneth Petty. They posted this to the courts.
What? That is crazy. She is ridiculous for that. She is a fool for that. But I just can't believe the whole situation is just crazy. And it's just, Nicki Minaj, you are a star. Why would you choose that as your man?
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been saying for the longest.
She could have anybody she wants, and that's who she chooses. His D must be immaculate, because ain't no way. And I move on to the Travis Scott situation.
Okay.
I feel like I agree with you. It was just a collective fail. Like, I feel like everybody could have done better. Because, I mean, I've been to some crazy festivals before, but I've never heard of people dying. Like, I even passed out at a festival before, but I don't know. The whole thing is just messed up. But I'll go ahead and get off the line. Thank you.
Thank you, Boo. Thank you for getting us into some things. All right. Keep it moving. 9402, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Listen, I'll keep it short. So with the Nicki thing, I've been a huge Nicki fan for years now, ever since she came out. For the life of me, I don't get why she got with that man. Like the callers have been saying, she could have had her pick of any man. Like, she's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she got with him. The only thing I wanted to ask you, remember when you talked to Jennifer on, I think it was Clubhouse?
Yes.
Didn't she say that, because I didn't catch the whole thing, but did she say something about that she never directly spoke with Nicki or Kenneth, that it was someone who she thought is like in connection with them that offered her money, right, or something like that?
Yeah, she said Nicki never offered her money, and she said Nicki never threatened her, but she did speak to Nicki on the phone.
Oh, because what I don't get is, why is she trying to sue Nicki, or is she trying to sue Kenneth?
Well, she's suing them both.
Confuse me, but we'll have to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, you're right. Keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I love Nicki down. I hope things end well for her. I was going to say the only positive thing that came out of this is their child. Like, he's gorgeous. He's really cute. Mm. But other than that, it's just been negative, you know? And then with the Travis thing, it's really, to me, you know, I know a lot of people have been saying it's demonic and all these things. I think it's just disturbing. I'm not sure if it's to do with rituals. We'll have to see what happens with that. But the kids that lost their life, I mean, that's tragic. I feel horrible for them and their families. Whether or not it's satanic or ritualistic, I don't know. People have been saying that for decades, you know, like, this is nothing new, the whole Illuminati speak, so I don't know. But it's disturbing regardless. But nice chatting with you, Armand.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. I think I just accidentally hung somebody up, child. Sorry about that. 4644, you're live on the air.
Hey there, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm good. I got a couple of, I'll be quick about it, but there's some observations about
Nicki.
Like, you
have a lot to say.
No, don't worry, honey. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. There's a couple of observations that I look at Nicki as another woman, and I wonder about her vulnerability in her hardcore, all about it kind of way. I'm from New York. I know where they're from. This is a very small town when you're born and raised here. She knows this girl. She knows about this girl. They're not that far in age, and there's something going on. And when you're from a small town like New York City, everybody knows everybody. So this, who they got in touch with, you know, the whole case around that. Understand her. But let me just go to something that she kept saying in her interview that I kept thinking too. She talked to Nicki woman to woman. Even after she went on Cream Radio with the whole, you know, she's a white girl business.
Yeah.
You know, she knows she's okay, don't even play it. Now you're sitting around with another girl that's a white girl, and people are complaining she's trying to be urbanly appropriate. I don't know. Whatever.
Right.
Let's not even go there. So you're strong. You're on your radio station.
Because you're over there. You're defending Jesse. What's Jesse Nelson for blackfishing?
Yes.
But then you say white is right to trying to insinuate and put a target on Jennifer's back to recant her statement.
Because nobody really is seeing her in a physical form. You're hearing about her. You're kind of not knowing what's going on. And even if you are, I got a funny, like I said, I'm from New York City. I'm older than they are. So I know where they're from, and I know what's going on here, okay, in this environment, the urban world. Do not tell me there are not more people willing to help her just to get on some kind of way, even if there's no money exchange. So I can understand this woman's fear. I can understand her fear on so many levels that even her lawyer can't even talk on it, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I understand that. Say about your Bloods and your Crips and his whatever he did. I know where he's from. I know what he's about. I'm looking at him. This is not looking nice. You look like a bum. I'm from another era. Ripped up jeans say no to me. Okay, so I'm not even with that. So, you know, all of this, these people make a lot of money on their image. So does Nicki Minaj. Back to what I was saying about her vulnerability. She puts herself in this photograph with him where he's looking vulnerable. They're talking about mm-hmm. how he's yelling at her. Nick Mill robbed her. I mean, there's this strong woman that's always about it, but in the inside, you notice there's something about the people around that she shrinks and she's very vulnerable. And this constant need for these barbs, this bands helping her out, fighting for her. There is something going on here that you're seeing in this photograph. But when Jennifer said, I talked to her woman to woman, regardless mm-hmm. of all of the situations that she says, she didn't do it, they didn't call, Black wasn't involved, blah, blah. There's 1,000 guys named Black in New York. All right, enough already, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She said she spoke to her woman to woman. She knows what, you know why Nicki is standing there, looked her up from the floor up? Because as a woman, between what's going on with her man and her husband, this is a bad stain on you. As a woman, mm-hmm. there's something that gets inside of you when you are laying in bed with what you know. Now, she sat up on that real interview, and she was very specific about the little Tarzan pose he did in the mirror and pounding his chest. This is a habit. You know she's seen this in her bedroom, okay? When she keeps saying she spoke to her woman to woman, she know.
Okay, you said what you said.
It's going through it.
Thank you, baby.
There's something going on. It's a lot of layers. Yeah. I'm have a good night, and thank you for letting me say my comment.
No
but
problem.
But I feel for her. But
thank
I gotta...
you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. It's time for Eva with the tea. All right. But we're not giving any clout chasing girls no lie. So.
Okay. Okay, what I find interesting is everyone keeps saying, why is she suing Nicki? If you look at the court case clearly has submission of Nicki Minaj's Queen Radio, of her speaking about Jennifer on Queen Radio.
Do you have that audio? I need that audio. I was looking for that audio of her saying that she to recant the statement. That's what I need.
I'll find it for you. It's on my other phone. But what they're acting like, that she's only suing because of, that she felt threatened, da-da-da-da-da. Learn to read law documentation. It says indirect or direct. Indirect means that you had knowledge and you sent someone to threaten the girl or to offer her money. Indirect is very wide. That means that basically even if she called her, people don't know what that conversation was giving. Why would you – two points I have to make. You made the point as well, but I think it's hilarious how all these years Nicki made herself accessible to somebody named Black. In other words, you let someone give your phone number, a millionaire, you know, somebody worth $100 million. Kenneth gave the number to Black just with one question as far as, hey, I need Nicki's number. Someone wants to talk to her. What kind of person does that?
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. You ask a person you don't know, a.k.a. Black. He claims he didn't know him, but he knew him through the hood. He would ask you, oh, I need Nicki Minaj's number. You got it? And you give it to him. Some person that you don't know that isn't your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes no sense. That's like a fool. Like, that's not believable at all whatsoever. And especially if it was for someone who put you in jail for 4 years. You
well,
have to sit down.
Well, here's my theory on the Black situation. I think that Black is in on it, and I think that Black is the fall guy. I feel like Black is very aware of that, because every crew has that. Every guy has, like, listen, well, you're the guy that we're going to say that we don't know. You're the guy that we're going to, you know, throw this all on, and we're going to make you look crazy. We're going to sell these things, and then, you know, we'll reach around the corner and hand you a duffel bag of some money. You know what I mean? We got you, bro. But right now it's getting kind of bad for us right now. So Black, I feel like, is very much so in with them, but Black has to look like he's been ostracized from the group. So they're going to throw Black under the bus, but I feel like he's going to get compensated on the other side.
Correct. But I just think in a court of law, if you say you don't know someone, but then you give them if you say that you don't speak to someone, but someone came up to you and asked you for someone's number who's a millionaire, that makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you see what I'm saying? This lady is not accessible to anyone. So what you're saying is that Nicki Minaj made herself accessible to any hood booger? Let's be very clear. And then my second point is Jennifer has kept her story the same. Yes. What I also think is crazy is when she gets on these lives to help some of these YouTubers, it's no shade to them. She just needs to stay quiet and let the stuff play out, because they were
definitely. I do think she's talking too much.
Especially, you know, a civil case. You do not want to be online. I know that you feel these people are your friends, Jennifer, but until the case is over, please stop talking, because you're making it more difficult for your attorneys, especially when you don't want no money. The lawyers want money and the fame, of course. That's why they took the case.
But Tyrone Blackburn, even when she's not talking, he's going to the press, releasing information to the press. So he's doing it too.
But what he's releasing, it's no shade, it's already out in the press. As far as he got her the real interview, right? He put a face to the victim. He did what needed to be done. No one expected that, correct? Did you expect it? Did you guess?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? He's putting breadcrumbs, but he's not really giving everyone the evidence. Still don't know whether or not they do have the marshal's intel. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that Jennifer Hugh is going to win this case? Be real.
I'm going to be real with you. I don't think she's going to win. But do I
think
Kenneth
she's going to win either.
But do I think against Kenneth Petty? Yes.
Okay.
Because remember, there's two losses.
I don't think she's going to win against Nikki. Yeah, I don't think she's going to beat Nikki. I don't think she's getting none of Nikki money.
And the reason I say that she will win against Kenneth is because he literally admitted to giving the phone number to a person, and this is a person who put you in jail for this. There's a law against that where you can't indirectly or directly contact your victim.
Mm-hmm.
And he still registered. So you see what I'm saying? He literally admitted that he gave the phone number to him, and it's like, why would you have your wife call your victim? It makes no sense. The only thing that Jennifer should have been smart and sued for defamation, because she was on Queen Radio speaking about a situation she was not there
for.
Miss Mama's was 12, 13 years old when that happened, and she had no recollection of it, and she's going off of what a man told her, which when he was charged for murder, he also pled down. So he's used to pleading down to get the lesser charge. Kenneth Petty is. It's not the first time he's put down. It wasn't just that case.
I believe that he did it all, but I believe that I don't know if they have all the evidence to prove. This feels like a lot of he said, she said, and a bunch of it could
but,
be or what.
But if an attorney, see, I have this thing because, you know, I've worked in a lawyer, with attorneys forever, but if the attorney can connect the dots to paint a story like anyone can in a courtroom, whether they have all the evidence or not, which he has enough evidence to paint a narrative. The people might hate it, but Tyrone Blackburn has enough evidence, if he's smart, to paint a certain narrative, because everything aligns. Nikki contacted her, verbally spoke to her. Kenneth admitted that he did give the phone number. So it's not far-fetched if they use this man as a tool to give her money, or, you know what I'm saying, spoke to her, and she wasn't no easy shakedown to say, okay, yeah, I'll recant. And it's not the first time that Nikki has said this woman tried to recant. I find it funny that they put that in the the countersuit, like the counter. You know what I'm saying? He said, "Oh, even if she recanted, this it still wouldn't have took me having to register on the offender list." You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, hold on. You don't hang up because they said Hotshot want to come on. I'm going to bring him up, but you stay here. And I got somebody that super chatted, so I got to get him real quick. So, Eva, you hold right there. Let me get, I think it's 6670. You're live on the air.
What's going on, Armand? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Listen, I know you got to get Hotshot and everybody brought up. So let me say what I want to say real quick so I can bounce. Listen, I first of all, this is not a question as to if he did it. And I think people are kind of misunderstanding that. The agreement he made was to register. That's the plea that he took. That has nothing to do with Jennifer. He and his family felt that that was best. That's what he was supposed to do. He chose not to do it. So he's going to be held accountable to that. It's weird to me, Armand, and I don't know, you might feel it differently, but if Kenny and everybody felt that he was innocent, then he and his family should have fought that charge. This is a lifetime of having to register. I mean, that's
right. Serious. You've been registering for over 20 years.
Come on. Listen, if it was my child being accused of such a heinous crime and we felt that he was innocent, then we would have took it to trial, even with a free lawyer. And even if you lose, you maintain your innocence even while you are in jail. You don't get out of jail, continue breaking the law, including M-wording somebody, and then expect to look innocent. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. System, I agree 100%.
The system did not fail Kenneth Teddy. His family did. You can't afford an attorney, you sell candy bars. You crowdfund. You take out loans. You do what you have to do to protect your child.
Or let me do you one better. If you want to wait, you marry Nicki Minaj. But then you don't marry Nicki Minaj and then not register and just think, okay, I'm not going to register. Now I'm going to fight it. No, you register
Bingo.
And then you go and get a $1 million lawyer and then you fight it.
Bingo. Bingo. And let me piggyback off that. Here's the tea. They was already planning on suing the state of New York. They just thought they ace in the bag was going to be the fact that Jennifer was going to recant those statements, so that they can submit that to the state of New York and be like, well, I don't know why y'all are suing this anyway. The girl had already came out and said it didn't happen. She lied anyway, so go on and take them off the list. So then it would be flipped onto the state looking petty, like, you know, for lack of better words, looking petty for even pursuing this. That's what it was. So that's all I really wanted to say. I think people really need to pay attention. This was about him failing to register. He has to register. So what if you feel like he's innocent or guilty? That is not the point. He agreed to register. He should have done that. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you. I got into some things. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
I like
yes, sir.
Quick, short, and to the point. All right. What's going on, Hotshot?
Hey, what up, Omar? What's going on?
What's going on? Talk to me. They said you wanted to get in on this. What is the tea? Your girl Jennifer, Kenneth Petty, Nicki Minaj.
You already know, my boy. So I dropped a nice little informative show today. Well, it's not little because it's 3 hours long. And I dropped a lot of evidence, a lot of key information, vital information for this case. First off, I want to start off by saying, for those of you who's not up to date with the case, Kenneth Petty just submitted his declaration on this whole case, right? He just submitted this shit.
Now, hold on. Before you get too far into it, don't use any of those flagrant words.
Oh, yeah. You already know.
Yes.
By the way, am I breaking up? Can you hear me clearly?
No, I can hear you, but you will break up if you start using black bad words. Huh? Go ahead.
No worries. I got you. he submitted his declaration finally. After he was avoiding this whole, you know, responding to the whole lawsuit. So in his declaration today, about 2 days ago, he is claiming, which is what all the barb blogs, all the barbs, all these blogs defending Nikki, which is what they were saying, and when they was discrediting Jennifer and victim shaming, that Nikki never called her, that black never existed, that black Nikki and Kenneth never knew black. In this new declaration submitted by Kenneth Petty and his legal counsel, he is claiming that, yes, indeed, like Eva, the prior caller, said, he knows black from the neighborhood. He and Nikki knows black from the neighborhood. They just weren't close to black. Now, I'm going to show you guys, and if you go to guys go to my show, you guys will see what I'm talking about, because I could show you the receipts. I can't show it to you on this call, but it's all there. When he says that he and Nicki only knows Black from the neighborhood, then he goes on, he follows with saying, well, although I told Black not to have any communication with Jennifer, I gave him my wife's number. Why would he, first of all, why would Black even be having a discussion with Kenneth Petty about Jennifer? Why would Kenneth Petty be telling Black or advising Black not to have any communication with Jennifer if there was no issue, if there was no bribe office, if there was no recant, if there was no recant inquiries? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you tell Black not to have any communication, number one? Number two, if, like you said, if you didn't know Black too well, if you guys weren't close, or Nicki and Black weren't close, why give Black an A-list celebrity, a superstar, your wife's contact information? Why give Black her number? Why give Black Nicki Minaj's phone number to then get the
Jennifer?
That completely doesn't make sense. It's baffling. It's mind-boggling. It don't add up. And the lawyers are going to chew his A up in court, and so is the judge. And so is the judge when he brings that part up. Because if you claiming you don't know somebody, first of all, I wouldn't even let my closest homies get my wife's number. What you want my wife?
So let me ask you something. Do you think that Jennifer is going to win this case?
Yes, I do. I strongly feel she will.
What do you think about Tyrone Blackburn, the lawyer?
I feel like Tyrone Blackburn is a different type of lawyer when it comes to social media. He's really, really acclimated and inclined with what's going on in today's world. I feel like, you know, it brings a different aspect to his legalities, and people aren't used to seeing that. They aren't used to seeing lawyers on social media going, you know, seeing posts and going back and forth and going through DMs. So it's new, but it's part of, you know, today's day and age. And this is what needs to be done in order to find, you know, the gang-related affiliation post, and in order to find the subliminal threats, and in order to find Nicki Minaj supporting these voodoo priests that are threatening Jennifer, and following these voodoo priests on places like Twitter that are threatening Jennifer with doing voodoo and hexes and roots on her. So it's vital and crucial for Tyrone to be in tune to social media the way he has been, and, you know, the way he has been pretty much playing it out in this case and associating it with this case. These social media posts that are coming from Nicki have now become exhibits in this whole lawsuit. These social media posts that are coming from Nicki's peoples are now becoming exhibits. So, yeah, it's definitely
But it feels like to me, I believe everything has happened, like I was saying earlier. But I feel like this is going to be a matter of, can it be proven? And I think that's the scary part. Is there enough evidence, concrete evidence, to prove and not just assume that Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Petty were harassing her to recant her statement?
Yes, I feel like there's going to be sufficient evidence to prove that, and I feel like it's definitely possible to prove that. Number one, Kenneth Petty also claims in his declaration that he never hired any kind of lawyers, any kind of private investigators to go ahead and, you know, assist Jennifer in recanting her story or assist Jennifer with any kind of legal matters. And he swore under penalty of perjury on his declaration that this never happened. I have receipts that I got from Jennifer, straight from Jennifer's phone, screen recording of a conversation Jennifer had with Charles Mittelstadt, which is the private investigator that was working on behalf of Kenneth Petty's legal team, which he also states in this conversation. Now, if Jennifer's lying about that, this is a private investigator that works for a legal attorney for a high-profile celebrity or a high-profile celebrity's husband. He can easily sue Jennifer for defamation, for slander, for lying, if that was the case. Why hasn't he came forward? Why hasn't Eon Wallach, which is the guy that was representing Kenneth Petty's legal team at that time, came forward? Why haven't they said, Jennifer, you lying? Instead, all they said was they don't want to be a part of this. I have the conversation with Jennifer and the private investigator now on my show that I did today. So that's a screen recording. Whoever don't believe it, listen, tell them to sue Jennifer. She lying. And so
what was in the screen record? Tell us what was in the screen record.
Oh, it was a whole conversation. He's pretty much, so Charles Mittelstadt is the private investigator that Kenneth Petty's legal team hired to try to pretty much to try to convince Jennifer of recanting. Because when these people kept sending Jennifer these bribe offers, which I have receipts of, which I have screenshots of, they were asking her for all kinds of different, and she was like, listen, I'm not going to recant because that would be lying. That's against the law, and this is my truth. And she felt like no amount of money was worth her truth. So what she told him was, I don't even want to keep speaking about this, and if I, you know, before I do keep speaking about this, I need a lawyer. I need some legal advice, some legal counseling. Black, which is also mentioned in this conversation by Charles Mittelstadt, he tells Jennifer, listen, I'm going to make sure that you're protected, and I'm going to make sure that if you do recant, you will not face any legal penalties. Why would Kenneth Petty's legal team's private investigator be reaching out to Jennifer? For what? I mean, it's clear as day, Armand. I have all the receipts. Whoever has not seen them, they are on my channel. All the questions that people are asking in this chat that I'm watching and looking at, it has been answered already. This has been answered months ago, and we're just now.
Okay, I'm going to go look at. I'm going to go get the tea. Send it to me so I can look. I can't watch a 3-hour video.
I got you.
Can you send it to the DM?
Yeah,
I'm not going to sit and watch a 6-3-hour video. But yes, thank you so much, Hasha.
I know you're not.
Thank you, Hasha.
I appreciate you.
Let me get even with the tea back on here. Okay. Okay. That's Hasha with the Daily Dose. Okay. Now, listen, we've been on here for 33 minutes. Eva, do you have anything else you want to say, or I'm going to let you go?
Two more things. So let's not act like it's not far-fetched that Nicki Minaj, anytime she's dealing with a man, she has either, well, in the past, had Karen Civil contact certain girls to see if Meek Mill or Safari were talking to them. And recently, she had asked Redbone Noe about Kenneth Petty. So it's not far-fetched that maybe Nicki did want to talk to Jennifer Hugh herself on, and when she got the truth, she probably couldn't believe it, and she probably was like, this isn't going to be an easy thing to try to get rid of as far as getting it off his record. So another thing, Astral World. I saw the comments, but I get tired of people trying to say the Kardashian curse. Every man that these Kardashians have been with have done black women wrong and left them for a white woman. Did y'all forget that?
Ooh.
Because last time I checked, Lamar already wasn't, you know, an honor.
Yeah, don't you say it.
I didn't. Tyga was having sessions with Blac Chyna and Mia Isabella, if you know who that is, which is the trans girl. And who was the other one? Kanye West was already. She was already loopy, honey, because the first black girl he dated that was a model, if you recall, she outed Kanye West about him being crazy and possessive and all of that. So, no, the Kardashian girls are literally just their karma for doing black women wrong and leaving them for white women.
All right. Thank you, Eva. Okay, we're going to wrap it up here. Well, super chats to the top. If you guys didn't get on now, please come on next time. Okay, make sure all super chats will be answered and